Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Jennifer Burns, B-U-R-N-S. Jennifer Burns is a 49-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on two occasions. The first instance was on 5/15/21, but she did not express how she was injured. Period. On 1/18/23, she was a pedestrian struck by a truck. She then flew over the truck. She did go to the emergency room the same day, believing she injured her neck, back, and legs. She does not know her final diagnosis. She did not undergo surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph. As per the records provided, she filed a claim petition alleging on 5/20/21 she was lifting and injured her back. Her second claim petition alleges on 1/18/23 she was struck by a vehicle, causing injuries to the back, neck, shoulders, legs, right hip, head, and torso. New paragraph. Medical record shows she was seen at Inspira emergency room on 1/18/23. She was a pedestrian versus motor vehicle accident while in the parking lot at work. A truck was backing out and apparently did not see her and hit her, causing her to fall to the ground, primarily on the right side. She did not lose consciousness, but had headache, neck pain, right shoulder and hip pain, as well as right ankle pain. She was evaluated and underwent a CAT scan of the head that showed no intracranial hemorrhage or mass effect. CAT scan of the cervical spine was compared to x-rays of 11/3/18. It showed no acute fracture or dislocation. X-rays of the right ankle did not show fracture. X-rays of the right shoulder showed no fracture. X-rays of the chest revealed small atelectasis versus linear scar in the left lung base in the lingula, L-I-N-G-U-L-A. The right lung was negative. She also underwent x-rays of the right hip that failed to identify any fracture. She then was treated and released and advised to continue on NSAIDs. New paragraph. She underwent an MRI of the cervical spine on 3/9/23 compared to an earlier study of 10/14/05. There was mild reversal of the cervical lordosis, suggesting muscle spasm. There were degenerative and discogenic changes in the mid-cervical spine with no high-grade stenosis or signal abnormality on the spinal cord. The largest disc protrusion was at the C3-4 level. No specific comment was made as to changes that were evident compared to the 2005 study. That same day, she had an MRI of the lumbar spine that revealed minimal to mild degenerative changes, greater at L4-5, where there is mild posterior and foraminal disc bulging and mild facet arthropathy, which results in mild bilateral foraminal stenosis. The body of the cervical spine report describes degenerative changes with sparring from C3 through C7, as well as the aforementioned disc protrusions. New paragraph. The petitioner was then seen neurosurgically by Dr. Meagher, M-E-A-G-H-E-R, on 4/4/23. She reported her symptoms began after a work injury on 1/18/23 when working as a housekeeper. Perry, she had been employed there for 20 years. Perry, the job required pushing, pulling, bending, twisting, lifting, and reaching. Perry, prior to this accident, she had not had prior medical care or imaging related to these complaints. Period. Dr. Mayer noted the results of the diagnostic studies done in January and March of 2023. Period. She admitted to being treated in the past by Dr. Jeffries, J-E-F-F-R-I-E-S, for low back pain. Perry, she had a previous work injury in May 2021 or 2022, in which she injured her lower back. Perry, she acknowledged having some residual symptoms at the time of her more recent work injury in January. Perry, she uses tramadol on a daily basis as prescribed by a rheumatologist. Perry, she did have spinal x-rays in years past. Perry, she had attempted physical therapy. Period. His review of the cervical MRI was that it showed a left paracentral protrusion abutting the left L5 nerve root, semicolon, bilateral foraminal stenosis, SC5-6, that is worse on the left, semicolon, mild cervical kyphosis. Period. Dr. Mager diagnosed cervicalgia and low back pain. Period. He wrote she had some degenerative disease that was pre-existing and consistent with her symptoms. Period, she had nausea that was generally non-compliant with physical therapy and has been using analgesics provided by another physician for 1 to 2 years. Period, she had been working her job with restrictions, but they did not alter her job much. Period, he wrote there were no acute findings on her imaging studies and no objective deficits on her exam. Perry suggested she return to work on an unrestricted basis. Perry, low physical therapy might help. She did not pursue it. Perry, he deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Perry. New paragraph. Within her own history, Ms. Burns tells me that she was dissatisfied with Dr. Mager's opinions relative to her work status. Period, he did discuss permanent light duty, but she complained that she might lose her job if she did that. Period, however, at the next visit, he cleared her to return to work without restrictions. Period, she thinks it was due to him learning that she was a workers' compensation patient. Period. New paragraph. Physical exam, general appearance. She complained that physical therapy flares up her symptoms. Period. After work, she cannot do anything for enjoyment. Period. She did focus on her dissatisfaction with her condition and work status. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Motion of both knees was full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Spine cervical, there was non-reproducible tenderness to palpation about the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. Thoracic, there was tenderness to palpation overlying the spine of the right scapula as well as the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm. Period, lumbar sacral, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion but actively flexed to 60 degrees, complaining of tenderness. Period. Extension bilateral side bending and rotation were full without discomfort. Period, she had mild non-localizing tenderness palpation generally about the left greater trochanter and iliac crest, but not the right. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuvers at 90 degrees elicited a pulling sensation, but no low back pain or radicular symptoms below the knees. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Jennifer Burns allegedly injured herself at work on 5/15/21. Paratchi claimed widespread injuries due to lifting. Apparently, I'm not in receipt of any treatment records pertaining to this event. She also claims on 1/18/23 she was a pedestrian struck by a truck in the work parking lot and again sustained widespread injuries. She had numerous diagnostic studies that showed no acute abnormalities. Paired a CAT scan of the cervical spine was done and compared to an earlier study, but specific comments were not made. She came into the neurosurgical care of Dr. Mager and treated conservatively. She was non-compliant with physical therapy. She was very dissatisfied with Dr. Mager's determinations about her work status. New paragraph, the current examination found her to have full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities without any weakness or sensory deficits. There was variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Paired straight leg raising maneuvers elicited only a pulling sensation, but no radicular complaints. She had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines, with some mild associated tenderness palpation. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the back, neck, shoulders, legs, right hip, head, or torso. She does have pre-existing degenerative changes, particularly in the cervical spine, that were not caused by either of these events. She has returned to a high functional level and the same job as she held originally. However, it is in a different location within the health network and is easier for her. End.